This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The British pound, on this day that the UK changed arguably forever, held steady. The pound did $1.15 American, buys you a pound sterling, and we will get to the UK in a minute. But we begin today with the greenback, the American dollar, which is on, you might say, a tear, stronger and in some cases a lot stronger against basically all the major currencies. Thank you very much, Jay Powell, and those interest rate increases which make the dollar more attractive to foreign investors. And look, there are goods and bads out of that. American travelers, you're doing fine. You can get more scones on that trip to London. But if you're a country or a company that's got to buy staples in dollars or has to pay off dollar-denominated debt, you're kind of in a jam. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going.
The U.S. dollar is on a roll, soaring to a 20-year high against other currencies.
Yeah, at least a 20-year.
Brad McMillan is chief investment officer for Commonwealth Financial Network. He says the higher dollar is a burden for countries that import a lot.
If you're in a country that is paying for supplies like oil or fertilizer, those are priced in dollars. So the price you have to pay in local currency goes up significantly if the dollar is worth more.
Essential commodities like grain, iron, and copper are also dollar-denominated. Even that staple of British life, tea, is priced in dollars. Many countries also borrow in the U.S. currency. Jeffrey Frankel, an economist and professor at Harvard, says if the value of the dollar rockets way up against a currency like the peso, debt payments cost a lot more.
When the dollar is strong, when the peso depreciates against the dollar, if it's a 50% depreciation, suddenly it's become twice as expensive in terms of pesos.
Zoe Leo at the Council on Foreign Relations says some countries like Pakistan are already in trouble. Leo describes Pakistan's dollar-denominated debt as a ticking bomb. It could be defused if the payments were restructured.
But debt restructuring does not necessarily mean the country's debt level reduced, right? It's just a delay or a restructuring in payment.
If a country just can't pay, it defaults. That's already happening. Lebanon and Zambia each defaulted on U.S. dollar loans a couple years ago. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.